did you do, Lisa? What did you do to change your life?
First, I realized I couldn't grow with people who were struggling like me. That whole I don't want to leave nobody behind. No, I don't want to stay with y'all.
Right.
You don't even want to be here. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be the queen of this block.
Yeah.
And I became okay with the fact that it doesn't make me any less committed to my community, committed to my culture, committed to my family. The best thing I can do for you is not stay here with you.
That's right.
When I got that, I went to places I'd never seen before. I went to conferences where people were talking about money, talking about prosperity.
Yeah.
Talking about, it was like, no habla español. What y'all talking about? ROIs and PPMs and term agreements and capital fundraising and bottom lines and what is it? I'm going to stay until I learn what you're talking about. I went to the same conference 42 times. And there I raised $532,000 in capital for my company to start my dream. And my dream was to transform teen lives. I want to teach teens how to fall madly in love with themselves and how to make integrity-based decisions. And I got it funded, and I started working. And that was the beginning of me rescuing myself. I realized that I am my rescue. No one else is my rescue. My rescue.
My daddy's famous line to me was, the best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them.
Right.
Now, you have been known for helping people break through. Explain how this is done or what you do exactly.
Well, first of all, you have to recognize, and this is the part where people resist. They come to me for help all the time. Okay, great, let's find out what's in breakdown. I'm cool, I just need to get back. No, something's in breakdown. A breakdown doesn't mean you need a white jacket and you on the floor. It means something in my life isn't the exact way I want it. We always have breakdown. It's just how we manage our breakdown.
Right.
So the number one thing is to be authentic and transparent about what's not working. Even in your grandeur, something ain't working.
Right.
You know, I mean, the reality is somebody lost 40 pounds and I found it. And I'm trying to return it to its rightful owner. I'm just saying. So that's what I'm working on right now. The best thing I can do is be honest out loud about it.